This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Ray Adam Bettis. Date of birth, January the 6th, 2005. Case ID number is 758-6613. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from Ashley Pediatrics Day and Night Clinic, dated 3/24/22 and 1/19/23. Identifying information, this is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation with his sister. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He did finish almost the 12th grade. He states he was lacking one semester and intends to go back to finish. At the present time, he lives with his sister in an apartment and has been on disability for approximately 13 years. Allegations, number one, anxiety/depression, number two, heart problems, number three, diabetes mellitus, number four, urinary problems. History of allegations, number one, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that since 2010, he has had anxiety/depression/attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and bipolar disease. He states he suffers from insomnia, increased appetite, secondary to nervousness, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, poor memory, inability to focus, and frustration. He states he is often very sad and has crying spells, and sometimes can get very angry. He has no violent tendencies, according to his sister. He also denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts in the past. The claimant states that he feels very lonely and has had difficulty making friends. He doesn't like going to school because the children bully him and are always joking about his weight. He states he was in a special ed class for the 12 years that he was in school. He is presently on no medications at this time and has not seen a physician in a long time. He was seeing Dr. Jose Igoa and Dr. Salinas. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number two, heart problems. The claimant states that in 2015, he presented himself to Edinburgh Hospital and was diagnosed as having two small myocardial infarctions. No surgeries were performed, and he was given medications for his condition. He states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the left mid-chest area, which radiated up to his left arm. He states the pain would last for 20 minutes, and he still has the pain at least once per week. His chest pain is precipitated by walking or being or bending over, and sometimes with food intake. He denies receiving any nitroglycerin tablets, although he states when he went to the emergency room, they did give him some sublingual tablets. He states resting and antacids help his condition. His symptoms include shortness of breath, diaphoresis, and vomiting. He denies any palpitations, nausea, or dizziness. His risk factors include include diabetes mellitus, positive family history of heart disease, but no other risk factors. He denies hypertension, smoking, or high cholesterol. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli or costochondritis. He does suffer from gastritis and gastroesophageal reflux disease. He complains of shortness of breath and occasional pedal edema. He states he has apnea and has to sleep with two pillows at night. He was diagnosed with questionable history of myocardial infarction times two with morbid obesity. His blood pressure at this visit was 136 over 79 mmHg, which is normal. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2015, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 120 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as retinopathy, nephropathy, but does have diabetic polyneuropathy with ant sensation bites of his hands and feet and cardiovascular disease. He does not check his blood glucose daily and does not know what his last blood glucose level was. He has not seen a physician. He does not recall any kind of testing of a hemoglobin A1C in the past. He is presently on no medications for his diabetes. And more likely than not, he is not controlled at this time. Allegation number four, urinary problems. The claimant states that in 2011, he was having multiple infections of his private parts, including his penis and urinary tract area. The claimant was suffering from mild urinary incontinence, but mainly from multiple infections, more likely than not coming from uncontrolled diabetes. He did have a circumcision that was performed in 2011, which was poorly performed and was done to help him with the multiple infections secondary to poor hygiene. He is presently on no medications for his infections or his urinary tract, urinary incontinence. The claimant states that he does not have really bad urinary incontinence, that his main problems are frequent urinary tract infections. Daily activities. The claimant states that he sleeps during the day, watches TV, but does no housework, doesn't go to the grocery store, cook, or do the laundry, or any other kind of exercise, except sometimes walking in the park. The claimant does have a provider to care for him and to help him with his needs. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 1.5 hours, climb one flight of stairs, but unable to squat or bend over, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant is right-handed dominant, is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He is unable to cook at this time. He has no assistive devices that he uses and is not seeing a physician at this time. Occasionally, he takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for his pain, which does give him relief. Family history. The mother is 42 and suffers from hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and has had a cerebral vascular accident. He did not know his father. Medications, none. Medical problems. History of urinary tract infections with multiple skin infections of the genital area. Depression / anxiety, history of bipolar disease, history of hyperactive attention deficit disorder, asthma, diabetes mellitus, acanthosis nigrans, morbid obesity, and low IQ. major surgery, circumcision for multiple genital infections performed in 2011. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 304 pounds, height 5 feet 2 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 136 over 79 mmHg, heart rate 102 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 54.5. General, this is an 18-year-old male. Who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. The claimant does have glasses, but he forgot them. Could you please drop down to neck after the last sentence? The claimant does have acanthosis nigrans of the neck area, which is very prominent, more likely than not indicating poorly controlled diabetes mellitus. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and physical examination was difficult. Could you drop down to skin after the last sentence? The claimant does have acanthosis nigrans noted around the neck area and in also his elbow areas. Neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was fair and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. The claimant's IQ is borderline low. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow, secondary to morbid obesity. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, a finger-to-nose was normal. Heel to shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The last sentence. He could stand on 1 foot bilaterally but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. He requires no assisted devices at this time. Could you drop down after neurological to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for uncontrolled diabetes mellitus. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to a borderline low IQ and morbid obesity. Probable diagnoses. Number one, anxiety / depression - not being treated at this time, appears to be doing fairly well. He does have a history of hyperactive attention deficit disorder and bipolar disease, which is not being treated, but the claimant appears to be fairly stable at this time. Number two, heart problems with a history of myocardial infarction times two, not confirmed with physical examination or medical records. No surgery has been performed, and the claimant appears to be stable at this time. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2, secondary to morbid obesity, not being treated at this time. More likely than not, he does have this problem and is causing other problems in and around his body. Number four, urinary problems, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes. With a history of frequent genital infections, is not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ray Adam Bettis.